Welcome back to Big Ugly Tailgate on a beautiful Saturday morning here in Austin, Texas. Happy Father's Day weekend to all of you out there. Happy Father's Day weekend to my fiance, Jacob Schick.
There you go.
Proud father of two young boys, 5 and 10. And to all you dads out there, we had a text in from another military dad. So thank you for your service and everything. And to all of those whose fathers have passed, great memories. It's awesome being a dad, and we appreciate y'all.
Indeed. And I believe we are joined live now with Adrian Healy, the voice of the Verde. Adrian, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Y'all ready for some football?
We are.
Y'all. He got the y'all going.
I know. Adrian's acclimated well to the city of Austin, and we are so honored to have you here on the show.
I'm an old timer. I've been here 6 months. I mean, that's like, you know.
Slow down, Adrian.
Yeah.
Slow down.
He's practically an Austinite already. Have you been, I know you've been getting around enjoying some of the restaurants here in town, and have you been getting a pretty heavy dose of breakfast tacos?
Heavy being the word. Yeah. Oh my God. It is too much, Johnny. We just love it here. It's just, what a city. I mean, we knew it was before we came here, but it is just even exceeded our expectations.
That's great to hear. And we're super excited. Today is the day that we've all been waiting for. The energy is palpable. Everybody's just pumped up. They got their green on. And tell me a little bit about this team. And for those Austinites that aren't as familiar with Austin FC and the brand of football we've got going on here, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, you know, in this league, MLS, that they play in, teams come in as expansion teams, and they start basically with a blank sheet of paper. I mean, it's kind of a unique situation in the world game or in any sport, really. I mean, you start from nothing. You build a team to the specifications that the coach and the front office staff are looking for. They had a kind of plan of the sort of team they wanted. They want a team that was going to play possession football, keep the ball on the ground, and actually really use the heat of Austin at home to their advantage. That involves like really wearing other teams down, so playing this kind of very attacking front foot style of football and putting other teams on the back foot. So they've built a team that's, you know, really designed to do that. Having said that, they're not the finished article by any means, because building a team takes a year, takes 2 years, takes 3 years. So you put your first version of that team out on the field and then you see where you are. Josh Wolf, the coach, has kind of come in and said, listen, first 7 or 8 games are going to be on the road. They're going to be hard. It's going to be a test. We won't really know where we are until that first 7 or 8 game stretch is done. So they've got through that, and they've got through that in decent shape.
And been on the road the entire time, 8 games?
The entire time, yeah, and that's hard to do. It's hard to do. You get them playing every weekend, going all over the country playing, and you know they've come back with 8 points from 8 games, which is pretty good. Pretty decent return.
Yeah, and me and Ashley were talking a little bit about that, which is a little bit different than, you know, what we're used to seeing in sports here in the States, and having a tie is sometimes a really good thing, correct?
Sure. Absolutely. However, there's a big asterisk attached to that. Having a tie is great on the road as long as you take care of business at home.
Gotcha.
And you win like, you know, 2 out of every 3 home games, then a tie, you know, a point a game on the road is just fine. So now, of course, it's all eyes on, can they turn Q2 Stadium into a sort of home fortress for them? I think they can. I mean, it's going to be, that's why there's so much anticipation for tonight. It's just, I know the city has waited for it for so long, and it's just, this place is set, the roof, if there was a roof on McCalla Place, it would be blown off, I think, before the players even get out on the field, because it is just ready to rock in the biggest way.
That's awesome, Adrian, and we love your energy, and you know, Johnny and I are both native Austinites, which essentially you've got two unicorns sitting in here, because so many people are flocking to Austin, and it's great to hear your energy. Where are you from, and what's a little bit about your story?
So So I've been, you know, I grew up in England. You might be able to tell. I noticed you playing football coming home on the top of the top.
The three lines, we threw it out there for you.
Very nice, very nice. So, but yeah, I came to the U.S. In 1992. So I've been here over half my life. But most of that time I've spent in the Northeast. I was working for ESPN. So it meant living in Connecticut, been doing soccer for them for a long, long time, like 15 years, done a lot of major world tournaments. And always, I'd first come to Austin, believe it or not, I'd first come to Austin for a South by Southwest in 1994 when I was working in radio, but I was a music DJ. I wasn't calling soccer games. I used to be on an alternative rock station in Boston, came down to a South by Southwest. I'd love this city, and I've just always had a soft spot for it ever since. And then when this team formed, I was like, wow, if I'm ever going to make a big change and jump back into the world of actually working for a team rather than covering it as a neutral, this would be it. And started to talk to them, came down here a couple of times, and I was like, you know what? Let's do it. This opportunity is only going to happen once. Yeah. It really is. To be in at the birth of this team in this city, it's only going to happen once. So we just had to do it, and we're so glad we did.
And I think the response from Austin, and maybe you can speak a little better to it in regards to the world of soccer, is it common to have a sold-out, record-breaking ticket sales plus a 20,000-person waiting list? Is that kind of the normal thing in MLS?
No. No, nothing about this club has been normal. No, they've smashed all the business metrics through the roof. It's quite remarkable. I mean, the only other team that's kind of come close to that is a team from a city that shares, you know, some similarities, and that's Portland.
Gotcha.
But for them is a little bit different because there are different ways you can come into this league. They were already a club. They'd already existed for 30, 40 years, but just in the lower division. So they just kind of built upon that. They already had a fan base, but to do this from zero, from square one, from scratch is really unprecedented. So it's been remarkable. It's really made everyone in the entire league sit up and take a lot of notice.
Yeah, and I saw that, you know, we do have the Minister of Culture, Matthew McConaughey, is part of the ownership group, and he is. I saw he gave a pep talk to the team earlier this week. Is that correct?
Absolutely, we were up. Michael LaHood, my broadcast partner, and I were up there. We were fortunate enough to get up there. We got last minute notice. They're like, MOC is coming to training. You better get up here. You got 30 minutes to be here if you want. So we scampered up there, and he was brilliant. I mean, he addressed the players. Didn't know he was coming at all.
Oh, that's really awesome.
No, complete surprise to them. They were just walking out, you know, regular 9:30 a.m. Wednesday morning for training, and look who it is. they were signed. He stood in front of them and gave them a real like couple of minutes pep talk, ending with the Listos Verde chant back and forth between him and them. And he's been phenomenal. He's not just some token owner. He is very much hands-on, has been involved in a lot of the sort of marketing side of the club, and really has connected with supporters too. I mean, he's popped up on Zoom calls with, you know, 70 or 80 supporters and made surprise appearances. What a phenomenal advocate and owner to have.
That's obviously awesome, Adrian. And we've actually seen that as a University of Texas. You know, we're diehard Longhorns here, and we've seen that for years as well, just for our university and all the athletics surrounding it. But I have to say, you have a huge ambassador in Johnny Rogers. I don't know if you know this because you're not from here, but we call Johnny the future mayor of Austin. So you have a huge ambassador. He's sitting here from head to toe in white, black, and green.
Listos!
And he's been telling us the chants for months and months and months, and so we're so excited. Yeah. It really is. The energy is so fun, and it's nice not just to have something different, but to have something professional, to have something, like you
and
said,
it's ours.
That's lights out.
It's ours. It's the city of Austin. We're coming together.
Here.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, it really is for Austin. It's really of Austin. It's really for Austin. And, you know, I've traveled around the country a lot, guys, doing this game for quite a while, and I would see you see the Longhorns jerseys everywhere you go. Everywhere.
Yep.
But I've got to be honest, the first thing you think of when you see that is not Austin, it's Texas.
Yeah,
Everyone thinks Texas when you see the Longhorns. And what Austin FC is going to be, it's really for this city.
That's good point. That's a great point, Adrian. Yeah. I hadn't really thought about that much. And you know, this is a city for this is a team for the city, and it is going to be rocking at Q2 tonight. And if you could speak a little bit, who we got? We're playing San Jose. Is that correct? The Quakes.
The San Jose Earthquakes, yeah, who are an interesting opponent to have first time out of Q2. They kind of they play some heavy metal football, bit of rock and roll. They're capable of scoring in bunches, but also conceding in bunches. Okay. So could be some sparks flying tonight. I think goals at both ends.
Might be looking for Fagundes to score a couple goals tonight. Maybe Cecilio. Who are you expecting big things from Austin FC?
Well, Cecilio Dominguez, who's the guy from Paraguay, as I call him, he's one of their designated players. He's been terrific so far. He leads the team with 3 goals. Fagundes, I think, has been a revelation. Josh Wolf calls him their best player so far this season.
Wow.
I think that's fair. He's a guy that's already been in the league 10 years. He's only 26, but he's kind of come here for a fresh start, a new start, and has really embraced it and embraced the fan base too. Has really clicked. Connected with the fans, but the guy we're all waiting to break out, and tonight could be the night. Let's hope it is Tomas Pochettino, the Argentine playmaker, who really showed a lot in preseason. It hasn't quite clicked for him. It just feels like he just needs one big moment for the tide to turn, and it could be tonight. And he's great. He's great from set pieces, from free kicks, from dead balls. He can create magic from those sort of situations. So I think it only has to happen once for him. And what a time for it to happen tonight would be. He loves the center stage. He loves to being the man around whom a team is built. So it could all come good for him tonight.
And I'll tell you, I've been really impressed with our goalkeeper, Brad Stuva. He's kept us in a lot of games.
Stuva, as they the fans just love him.
Yeah.
And he's such a great story, because talk about having to be patient. I mean, the guy's 30. He's been in the league 7 or 8 years. He's never been a starter before.
Oh,
never.
Wow.
He's always been waiting for his opportunity. He's always been behind other goalkeepers. And when you're in that position, boy, do you have to be patient, because there's only one of them can play. And if you're behind a good keeper and that keeper never gets injured, you never play. And that's been his deal for the last 7 or 8 years. And he finally makes a move to a club where he gets given the starting role, and boy, has he accepted that opportunity with both hands, quite literally as a keeper. But he's just been fantastic, and loves this city too. Absolutely loves it.
Such exciting talk. Today is the inaugural, do we say game or match?
You can say either. You know, match is fine, game is fine.
Okay, and see, forgive me, Adrian, because we're still we're having to learn a whole new jargon here.
The lingo.
The lingo.
I've got my kit on, which is a jersey.
Yeah.
And
I called it an outfit.
Yes.
Yeah. They'll be out on the pitch. They're going out to play on the pitch.
So is that the field?
You know. No, it's a pitch.
All right, but that's
really
that's the field. Okay, so I mean, front foot, back foot. Like, I'm taking notes here, and I'm trying to learn the lingo.
And I had a question. Is it end zone? Or is it goal zone?
Penalty area.
Penalty area. Okay.
Yeah, penalty area.
Obviously, Johnny.
Yeah, obviously.
or shorthand for that is the 18. It's 18 yards. So it's
the 18.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're getting Ashley all dialed in.
I am. I'm taking notes. See, Adrian, I frequently go to Ireland, and I got just addicted to rugby about 5 years ago. And so I went to the Ireland England match in Dublin.
Awesome.
3-4 years ago. Anyway, and so now I'm like,
awesome.
Oh, it was incredible, except Ireland lost. But it's just incredible. And so it's a lot of fun to learn a new sport when you're a sports fanatic like I am, you know, born and raised, growing up Texas football. But yeah, it's interesting. And there is a whole new set of rules and lingo and parts of the pitch and all that fun stuff that you got to learn. So
Yeah.
But again, love your energy.
You've got to learn those songs as well. You know, there's a ton of songs that will be sung in the stadium. You got to start learning those as well.
Yes, Johnny's given us the 101 on all the songs and the chants and the.
I've got them downloaded. I don't know them yet, but you know, the Los Verdes. And explain exactly who the Los Verdes are for those that aren't as familiar with our soccer hooligans down here.
So the fan group basically is there's two major fan groups. The Austin Anthem were the original fan group, and then another fan base kind of started off as a splinter for them, and now both of them are very vibrant and equal, and they're kind of two different supporter groups who both do their own things, but both have the same sort of end common goal, which is like lifting this team. So it's Austin Anthem and Los Verdes, and then there's still a further splinter group of Los Verdes, and that's La Murga. Now La Murga are the guys you're going to see in the supporters end with all the musical instrument and the drums. So they're kind of their own entity. They're like 50 strong. There's going to be like 50 musical instruments in the
really?
Supporters end, and they are going to be kicking up a racket. It's going to be like 25 drums, trombones, trumpets. Yeah. Organized chaos is what they're calling it, but it's going to sound absolutely amazing. It's going to be loud. I mean, I don't know if you were at the stadium Wednesday night or saw any of the U.S. women's game there. I mean, that was loud, and
yeah.
That was the U.S. women's soccer crowd. So this is going to be two or three times that with those fan groups just leading the charge.
And is there any truth to the rumor that the Minister of Culture is bringing his bongos to Q Stadium tonight?
There may be a grain of truth to that. I can't confirm or deny it, but I believe there's a distinct possibility that there'll be some drumming led by a famous celebrity out on the field. Yeah,
bring your drum.
Fantastic.
Well, Adrian, thank you so much for joining us here on the Horn this morning. I know you've got a crazy packed day, and this is a big moment for the city. It's a big moment for the organization, and it's great to have the voice of the Verde here on 104.9 The Horn, and appreciate you being here.
Thanks so much. It's really going to be genuinely one of those I was there days. A real privilege to be able to call it, and feel honored to be the voice of this team. So thanks for having me on, Johnny. Look forward to it.
Yes, sir.
Take care, Adrian.
And we'll have Adrian on here, you know, as we move further into the season, and maybe a couple other surprise guests, maybe some of the players, maybe some of the coaches. But this is God, I'm so excited. I don't know if it's just the coffee.
No,
that
it
I've
is
had
exciting.
This morning,
like or, even hearing his energy. I mean, it is exciting. I love what he said. You know, he's right though. You see the Texas Longhorn logo, you think Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, we've branded ourselves as Texas, the University of Texas, but this team is for Austin, and that's just really cool, especially, you know, our hometown that we love.
Yeah. And getting to go up north, up near the Domain, you know, Q2 Stadium, you know, it is going to be rocking.
I remember when you used to call, like, the Domain was Waco.
Pretty much. It is still kind of South Waco.
When you were such a South Side West like snob that you were, I owned a house in Avery Ranch years and years and years ago. And I was like, hey, Johnny, doing a, you know, housewarming party. And you want to come up? And he was like, oh, I don't have time to drive to Waco today.
Yeah, I get a nosebleed if I go north of 15th Street.
Right. But because you live downtown. There you go, T-Bone. You can have your first drink. But no, it's so exciting. And someone actually texted in, said have him explain offsides. We're going to have him on some more to explain the pitch and the penalty box and the
18.
18.
Yeah.
Learn something new today.
Look at us.
I know.
Just regular Ted Lasso's over here.
Sucker aficionado. If y'all haven't seen Ted Lasso, do yourself a favor. Is it on Netflix or Amazon Prime? I can't remember. Just Google it.
One of them.
Yeah. It is one of... Johnny told me about it here on the show one day, and then I went home and Jake and I binge watched it because it was the funniest. If you like the snarky, sarcastic, think The Office.
Sudeikis is incredible.
He's unbelievable.
And it's also kind of heartfelt, you know?
Yeah.
Apple TV.
It's on
Apple
TV. There we go. Thanks, bud. So straight up, it's one of the funniest shows I've seen in forever that you can't get through an episode without laughing out loud. But it does. It's a football coach from America, from like Nowheresville, America.
Wichita State. Yes.
Exactly. Nowheresville.
And they don't even have a football team.
Exactly.
But for the show they do.
And he goes over to England to coach a soccer team.
Yeah.
And he didn't know anything about it. And I mean, much like us with soccer. So
I think he had to ask during one of the games, you know, hey, offsides, explain that to me.
Yeah.
It's like, no, really, I don't understand it. You got to explain it to me.
I really don't know. So it's a great show. You have to check that out if you have time this Father's Day weekend. We are thrilled that you're tuned in. Be sure to text us, 512-337-3776. We do have another special guest coming up, but we are going to take a quick commercial break. Keep it tuned in right here to The Horn. Welcome back to Big Ugly Tailgate. Beautiful Saturday morning here in Austin, Texas. I'm Ashley Camrath, and here with Johnny Rogers. Casey Studdard is man down and Father's Day weekend busy over at Whitfield. Y'all be sure to get over there today and make that part of your weekend plans. Corner of Davis and Brody in South Austin. It's just some damn good barbecue.
I tell you to get down there quickly and get the kolaches this morning, but he is already sold out.
Already sold out. Our little Casey's just growing up so fast.
It's going to be it's some of the best food, some of the best barbecue you will have in the great city of Austin, Texas. So make sure you do go down and check out Whitfield's if you haven't already.
In the great state of Texas.
And great banana pudding. We talked about it. It is, I'm telling you, go down, get some banana pudding. You will not be disappointed.
He said he only does 20, and then once he's sold out, he's sold out.
Well, get down there quick. Get
brick
down
and
there
mortar.
Early.
It's brick and mortar time.
Yeah,
I
think so.
Let's be honest.
I mean, the demand is there. So we just got to... We'll get him, Den Property Group, we'll get him all squared away.
Awesome.
Find him a good commercial spot. And he is going to be opening a location out at X Space, which is a new kind of storage concept. It's kind of like a storage condo, if you want to call it that. They've got a workspace. You can put your cars there. It's cool. It's a great spot. And he's going to do the food and beverage for X Space.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Like daily? What?
Yeah, I don't know if that's all been decided.
Haven't worked
maybe
out
it's
the details yet.
We'll see. But he's definitely going to have a part of that.
That's awesome. Well, we do appreciate you spending your Saturday morning with us. Be sure to text us 512-337-3776. It is Father's Day weekend, so huge shout out to all the dads out there, all the donut dads, all the new dads, and those that have recently lost. You know, thinking of you and just remember the good times. It's also Juneteenth, indeed, which originated in Galveston, Texas. It's now our newest federal holiday. So,
yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, recognizing Juneteenth, President Biden signed it into federal holiday on June 17th, 2021.
Awesome.
So very good stuff there. What else, Johnny?
We got any baseball going on in Omaha?
Come on now. The Texas Longhorns. God, that was such a fun super regional to watch.
Yeah, it was.
Arkansas being upset.
It was rocking at Dish Falk Field. Occupy left field. I saw birthday boy Chris Del Conte taking jello shots with Occupy left field out there.
Stop it.
Yeah. After the game, once they clinched once they punched their ticket to Omaha, so to speak.
Right.
He gave a little speech to all the.
Were they burnt orange jello shots?
Probably. Okay. I don't know. That'd be a hard color
I just
to match.
I just figured y'all are friends. I mean, obviously he tunes into the show. And then,
correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's listening right now. Shout out to the birthday boy, Chris Del
Conte. Happy birthday, CDC. Y'all text us and tell us where you are listening to the tailgate from. 512-337-3776. And I do have a big event coming up this week.
Okay.
I'd like to tell you about. So, Jake, my fiancé, Marine Corps veteran. He was injured in Iraq in 2004. And after 18 months in the hospital, 50 operations, 23 blood transfusions, and years of battling addiction from the opioids he was given while in the VA. And then also being a recovering alcoholic, Jake now runs 22 Kill, which I know you're very familiar with. And he's come on and talked about it. We've talked about it. They are a full-blown mental and emotional wellness entity now that has just a ton of traditional and non-traditional therapies. They are transitioning this week from 22 Kill to One Tribe Foundation.
Oh, awesome.
Their slogan has always been One Tribe, One Fight. And Jake actually has a pretty cool story. I should have had him come on and tell it. But he was speaking to the Dallas Cowboys. He goes around and he does public speaking engagements and tells his story of overcoming everything that he went through when he was blown up in Iraq and all of the aftermath of that. And he was speaking to the Cowboys, and he said he walked in, and you could tell just the energy in the room and the way they were even seated in the war room, as they call it, that it wasn't, they weren't a coherent team. They weren't a cohesive, rather, team. So then he goes over the same season to speak to the Arizona Cardinals. And he said, and you could tell just by the way they were sitting together, the way that they were interacting with one another, that they were just really together.
Yeah.
And he caught himself saying one team, one fight. And then he said, no, I can't call the Cardinals the same thing that the Cowboys, because they're not.
Right.
The Cardinals were a tribe. They were, you can wear the same name tag and be a team. You can wear the same uniform and be a team, but a tribe,
That's awesome.
That's to your very fabric, to your very core. You all believe the same thing. So they're transitioning 22 Kill from that organization to One Tribe Foundation. 22 Kill will still be underneath the umbrella.
Gotcha.
But they have over 30 therapists on staff.
Oh, that's incredible.
That treat not only veterans, but also first responders, law enforcement officers, and now frontline healthcare workers and their families.
Very cool.
So they've got over 30 therapists on staff. They did over 7,000 therapy sessions last year. And so that's being announced, well, right here, right now. You're the first to hear it. But
boom. Breaking news here on the horn.
But the big, the big transition is going to happen this Tuesday up in Dallas at their corporate office. But I did just want to share that. So be sure to check out One Tribe Foundation, because the work, especially through COVID, our veterans that are struggling with post-traumatic stress, our law enforcement officers, our first responders, and even everything our frontline healthcare workers have gone through over the past, 18 months, it's just so important that we take care of mental and emotional wellness, and we stop the stigma of not being able to talk about things like suicidal ideation and depression, anxiety, and all that. So definitely a great, and I've actually been sitting here texting back and forth with one of the police chiefs here that listens to our show.
Oh, cool.
Definitely get involved, and mental health and wellness is just, it's so important. And if you'd like to get involved, yeah, definitely reach out.
Yeah, and I think that conversation is starting to be had, which is needed. And even in the sports world, Naomi Osaka has, she stepped away from, she's at the top. She is the number one women's tennis player in the world.
Right.
And decided to take some time off because she felt like she needed to. She felt like, from just a mental health standpoint, that she wants to take care of herself.
Yeah.
And I, kudos to her. Matt Wolf and the PGA player talked a little bit about it. And so that stigma of mental health and not wanting to kind of share what's going on, that's going away.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very important conversation that's starting to be had, and there's a lot of work still to be done. So the One Tribe Foundation sounds like it's a great organization, and kudos to Jake and everybody involved with that. So good stuff.
Absolutely. And if you are struggling, if you need help, it's not a warrior issue, it's not a veteran issue, it's a human issue.
Correct.
Because it doesn't matter what trauma you've gone through. We've all gone through trauma. Everybody has dealt with some sort of stress or trauma. So if you need help, reach out. You're not alone.
Yeah, and I've had friends that have struggled. COVID, when you're isolated and you're away from friends and family, you don't get to see, touch, feel people, your friends and all that. It's a big deal. And, I love the fact that it's now normalizing that we can talk about it.
Right. One tribe, the human tribe. So thanks for letting me share that. I just wanted to put that on your radar. And we've got someone checking in. We've got two people listening right now. Oh, no, three. We've got
there
three.
We go.
Thank you so much to our three listeners. CB, of course, in Washington. CB, special thoughts and prayers to you this Father's Day. We know you missed your dad. We appreciate him and his service to our great country, and he will not be forgotten.
Yeah, he wants us to send some breakfast tacos and some
tamales
up to the great Northwest.
CB, stuck in Washington. That's all right. We'll get him back down here.
Stuck in
Texas.
Washington, but in the hearts of Austin, Texas, always.
Always.
He is. I'll tell you what, I learned more about Longhorn football by following CB on Twitter.
I learned more about life
by
following CB on Twitter.
Indeed. He's a great advocate for the University of Texas.
100%.
And just a fun person to know.
Sending you love from Austin, CB. We've got someone tuned in from Lampasas.
Yeah.
Hook'em Horns. That's right. Hook'em. And then we've got someone on the app on the road to College Station.
Well, and I think we had the majority of the crowd was listening in when we had Adrian Healy, the voice of the Verde, call in at the top of this hour. What a great guy.
Seriously.
And what just, you know, he's bringing this solid energy.
So fun to listen to.
Yeah. Yeah. He's called some really big games. He's called World Cups before. And the fact that Austin FC got him, they, you know, got him away from ESPN.
Yeah.
You know, he was a staple of their soccer, you know, calls and all of that. And, you know, the fact that he moved down, and he said, you know, it probably wouldn't have happened had it not been Austin, Texas.
Right.
And this is a once in a lifetime opportunity for somebody to come in and be a part of this brand new organization, the Verde.
So I'm sorry, my brain just went all the way to the left. So, you know, speaking of former ESPN personalities that took on a new role, did you see that Coach Mac Brown?
Oh, yes.
Our Mac Brown is on TikTok.
He is a TikToker. He's not doing the dances quite yet, but
as if we couldn't love him anymore. Now he's on TikTok.
He's on TikTok. He was dripped out, as the kids would say, in his North Carolina Tar Heel gear. And you know, he's just one of those special guys that it doesn't matter where Mac Brown is, he will always be a big part of this city and this university, and just one of those guys. You hear that voice.
Yeah.
That Mac Brown voice.
And that clap.
And the clap. And just puts a big smile. Ashley's just got a smile from ear to ear. And,
just, you know, started thinking about old Mac on TikTok.
But Mac on TikTok is pretty impressive.
Speaking of people that go into an organization and just completely change the culture for the better. Like, definitely.
Indeed.
We've got someone at 620 and 2222. And then someone said, are you joking? Three listeners. And I said, yes. And they said, oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm listening, driving between home renovation appointments. Love the show. Thanks, Mark. We appreciate you tuning in.
I know we got a couple people out in Horseshoe Bay and the Rogers household listening in.
Happy anniversary.
Yes, happy 47 for Triple R and Susan.
47 years.
Going strong. And we, me and my brothers put them through a lot growing up. And, you know, the fact that they're going strong, it's just an incredible example of love that we get to see every day. And, you know, love mom and dad. Thanks for listening. And thanks for just being mom and dad. And especially on a great Father's Day weekend.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to get a chance tomorrow, go out there to Horseshoe Bay, hopefully, you know, survive the madness up at Q2 Stadium tonight. And then get up early and go out there and spend some time with both him and my brother Jeff, who's having his very first Father's Day.
Don't have too many cocktails tonight.
Nope. Yep. Try not to.
What do you drink at a soccer match?
I don't know. That's a good question. It's been really cool. They've really brought in a lot of Austin, you know, beers and you know, they got a beer hall out there.
So like all the food and everything is local.
Yeah, it's all local. I mean,
they got
Valentina's Barbecue has a setup shop out there.
Nice.
It's really, like I said, there was a lot of thought that went into the layout, to the people, from the concessions and everything. So I can't wait to see it. I mean, this is the culmination of all the hard work that started with, you know, announcing that Austin was getting a team.
Like 2 years ago, right?
2 years ago. Our good friend Chris Quinn was one of those first hires that really started putting this together from a business standpoint. And now we, you know, from hiring, you know, Josh Wolf, the head coach, to getting some of these players – And it's all come to fruition tonight at Q2 Stadium.
Johnny, you look like me on College Game Day.
I know.
Like you, like the your excitement. It's contagious.
I got my Yeti jersey on.
Yes, you do.
I got the jacket. I got the hat.
Oh, yes, you do.
Got the scarf in the car ready to go.
Please don't wear the scarf.
Oh, I got it. Well, you hold it up.
Oh.
Yeah, you got to hold up the scarf.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's the thing. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know the thing.
Well, you know.
I'm learning.
I wonder if we're going to have some Longhorn scarves in DKR this fall.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, maybe not. But I think that'd be, you know, once Austin catches the soccer fever and kind of start adapting a little bit to the game of soccer, then maybe it'll translate. Maybe we will see some Listos Verde in DKR.
Well, I meant what I said to Adrian. You are a phenomenal ambassador for the Verde.
They're you know, I've really taken to the team and the organization. They've hired top notch folks to come in and really make this a, you know, a first class run organization.
Awesome.
And again, tonight's the night. You can feel the energy in the city. You know, everything is green. Everything is green. The trees are greener. I hit every green light on the way here this morning to the stadium, listening to Green Lights, Matthew McConaughey's book.
Oh yeah,
and which by the way, it's awesome.
That's what I've heard.
It's a really good, you know, energizing perspective, and yeah. And it's kind of his poem to life and all that. And
that's awesome.
If you know much about Matthew McConaughey, you know that he loves this great state of Texas and loves Austin as well.
I love that. We've got like 7 people listening.
Belterra in the house.
A lot of people on 290 today.
Yeah.
So I don't know if y'all are all hanging out or tailgating listening to the show, but what up?
Indeed.
Someone checked in from Tyler, Texas.
There you go.
Someone, I mean, this is a hero right here. I'm listening while doing a chigger job for pest control.
Boom.
So there. Those are the worst.
Yeah.
Those are the worst. When I was down, I think I was in Aruba or something. You know those no-see-ums?
Yes, I do know the no-see-ums. You just all of a sudden start hurting.
Apparently, that you're like they either like you or they don't. And so
they like me.
Oh, me too. And they get under your skin, and it's like whelps on your legs. Anyway, sorry to go off on that whole.
I digress.
Disgusting. I digress. But yeah, thanks to all the people out there doing the chigger jobs.
Yeah, and I think we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will be joined with lifetime Longhorn Justin Simmons, the winning pitcher from the 2002 national champion Texas Longhorns.
Let's talk about College World Series and baseball and not chiggers.
Yes,
indeed. On this Saturday morning.
All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to The Horn. Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate here on 104.9 The Horn, live, local, and digital on the Horn app and at Horn FM. Make sure you give us a shout. You can text in at 512-337-3776. Or, hey, you might even call in at 512-447-3776. And speaking of calling in,
yes,
we are joined right now with Justin Simmons, lifetime Longhorn. Justin, good morning.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Doing great, man. Sorry to interrupt. I know you were getting some curls in at the gym and you had to break away, so appreciate you breaking away from your workout schedule to join us.
Johnny, it's kind of like a Saturday morning 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Celebrating a victory on Saturday. You go out, have a few cold pops with the boys. You wake up on Sunday a little hazy.
Yeah.
Got to get up and sweat it out.
Let's go.
Sunday going.
Got to start getting ready for tomorrow.
That's right.
So you've experienced Omaha in all its glory, and tell me a little bit, what do you think is the mentality of this team going into the World College Baseball World Series?
Man, first off, there's no greater time of year than playoff baseball.
Yeah,
and these guys work all year long, and I think this team's prepared and ready. I think that we're a well-rounded team, and Coach Pierce has them ready to play, and that's been evident throughout the season. As I always describe it, you work so hard for one goal, and you're finally there to potentially achieve and attain that goal. And I think we're poised and ready to make it happen in Omaha.
Yeah, and Texas comes into the World Series here as the top-ranked team. Arkansas, the number one ranked team in the country, went down. And so there's a lot of high expectations. But do you, as a player, do you feel that kind of expectations? Because playing for the University of Texas is different. You know, it's a very long tradition of excellence, and you guys were able to walk away with a ring on your finger. And, you know, how is that experience? Like, once you're actually in Omaha, what's that feeling like?
You know, when you start the year, the goal is to not only get to Omaha, but win. But talking about the pressure and the expectation, it's all about how you prepare for the game. And I can't speak to Coach Pierce. I love Coach Pierce, but I know Augie, how he prepared us was staying in the moment and preparing for every pitch, every at bat. And so when you step on those lines and in between those lines at Omaha, it's no different, right?
Right.
Whether you're taking the mound or you're going to the plate, it's still you're preparing and you're ready for the next pitch. And so it doesn't really matter where you're at, who your opponent is. You're prepared, you're in the moment, and you're ready to play.
It was so fun to watch the Super Regionals over the past week, and So you won in 2002. What have you seen kind of change? I know it's the All-American game of baseball, but what have you seen the differences are maybe from when you were playing to what you saw this past week and what we're looking for in Omaha?
Man, I got to tell you, not a lot. You know right. what wins? Pitching and defense. You know right. what we do well? Pitching and defense.
Pitching and defense.
Yeah.
You know what I do like about this team is we pitch well, we play defense well, we can hit the long ball. We got a lot of guys in the middle of the lineup that hit the ball a long way. But we got a lot of table setters at the front end and the back end of the lineup that get on base, steal bases.
Got some speed on the team.
Absolutely.
And Tico at the top. I mean, I don't know if you have the ability to quickly look up the most stolen bases in college baseball. But 40? Holy cow. I've never seen a number like that. I'm sure it's probably not a record. We had already heard about it. But 40 stolen bases? Goodness gracious.
Well, I think he, at during the Super Regionals, the most number of stolen bases ever for a player in the College World Series was like 10, and at the Super Regionals, he already had 8.
Wow.
Yeah, I did see that. I did see that. So that's the beauty of this team, you know, and while we can hit the long ball, one thing Coach Pierce has continued on the tradition of Texas is Augie ball is being able to bunt. And the reason they did that, and they do that, it's not sexy, it's not fun, but guess what? Good pitching beats good hitting, and yeah. guess what there's a lot of in playoff baseball in Omaha? Good pitching.
Yeah.
You can't just rely on long ball, which we can hit, but we can also bunt. We can move a runner over. We can sack. We can hit the ball to the right side if we need to. So that's what I really like about this team is they're very well-rounded.
Mm-hmm.
We can do a lot of things. So it's going to be an exciting week.
And you've mentioned him a couple times, and Augie Garrido will go down in the history of college baseball as the best.
Legend.
And you know, I knew Augie from he coached up at University of Illinois when my dad was there. So I got to know. I used to go to Augie Garrido baseball camp back when I was in the fourth, fifth grade.
Nice.
And just a character back then. And you actually got to play for him, though. So what was it like playing for the great Augie Garrido?
Man, when you hear the term, the man, the myth, the legend, mm-hmm. that's Augie.
There's a picture of Augie right there in the dictionary when you say that.
He was the best, man. As a player, you were a player for a long time. You've grown up in sports families, mm-hmm. coaches. He was a player's coach.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, he loved his players. He loved the game of baseball.
It seemed like he got the most out of the players. Like he wasn't. I mean, you say the word, you say the name, like you know, players coach, and a lot of people might think that you know he lets some things slide or whatever. But to me, being a good coach is about challenging those players. And I mean, how did he challenge you as a baseball player at UT?
You know, I came in throwing 82 miles an hour, Johnny. I couldn't even break a plane of glass sitting up there, and he brought me in the office numerous times because I like to go out and have a good time on 6th Street and have a few cold ones with the boys. He brought me in a couple times and said, hey, Simmons, I need you as a leader on this team. I'm fine with you going out, doing whatever you're going to do, but I need you to show up and be ready to lead this team and take us to the next level. And he looked at me in the eye and he said, can I count on you to do that? Mm-hmm. You know, and so whenever a man like that in a position like that, he relies on you.
Yeah,
you have to respond. You don't have any choice, you know. And so he just knows when to pull those right strings. And, man, I'll tell a quick Omaha story. That
yeah.
Talking about him was in 2002, the national championship game. We had Chris Carmichael. Our team in 2002 was loaded. We had like 5 outfielders that could all be starting at any Division I team. Carmichael hadn't started the whole College World Series. He'd come off the bench and gotten a couple pinch hit at bats. But all week, you know, when you win, you go all the way through, you're there like 12 days.
Mm-hmm.
All week in batting practice, Carmichael's just raking in BP. I mean, hitting missiles all over the ballpark. And that year, it's one game, national championship. That's it. No 2 out of 3. It was one game.
Oh, gotcha.
We get to the national championship game. He starts Carmichael.
Oh, wow.
Carmichael hits a 3-run homer in that game.
Wow.
Takes it to the next level, you know? I mean, literally gives me chills.
Yeah.
Right now, telling the story. He's just knowing the right time to pull the strings, push that guy's button when he knows he can count on him.
Oh man, what a great guy, Augie Garrido. And you're right, it's being a good coach is about challenging those players and getting the most out of them. And you know, the guys we have here now at the University of Texas, you know, is kind of continued that success that Augie said and everything. So we're super excited to see what's going to happen this weekend. Game's tomorrow, correct?
Tomorrow night, 6 p.m. on ESPN2 Texas, facing off against Mississippi State.
Absolutely. I'll leave you with this. This is what Augie left us with as he stepped off the bus right before the national championship game. Guys, the world's a different place for winners. No one remembers second place. Let's go get them.
Let's go get them. Justin, awesome. Thank Welcome. You so much for joining us today, and we'll let you get back to your workout, and we'll all be cheering for your horns here tomorrow.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Okay, bud.
Hook 'em. See you.
Hook 'em.
Chills.
What a stud.
Chills.
The world's
a different place for winners.
And that is so true.
Yeah.
I mean, the world's a different place for Tom Brady, right? You know.
And his supermodel wife.
And his supermodel wife and his seven, you know, Super Bowl rings.
Yeah.
And
world's a different place for Nick Saban.
Indeed. And the world's a different place for the Texas Longhorns.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll be excited to see what these guys can do this upcoming weekend in the College Baseball World Series. And, you know, Justin talking about Augie Garrido just, you know, puts a big smile on my face. Because, like I said, I had a personal relationship with Augie.
And, yeah, absolutely.
And what was so cool about Augie is his baseball knowledge was incredible. But he was also, you know, very charitable.
Right.
And not a lot of people knew a lot of that stuff because Augie's not a guy. It was never about him.
Right.
You know,
right.
It was about.
It became about him.
It became
because,
about
like
him.
You said, the man, the myth, the legend. You do so much that. That's amazing. That's
but any kind
advice.
Of any kind of, you know, charitable event, he was, hey, what can I do?
Right.
Can I come and talk? Can I donate? What can I do? And he really, really continued the legacy of Longhorn baseball that Coach Gus had, you know, really got going back
right.
in the day. And now it's continued out in Omaha.
Now the Horns are in the College World Series. So this afternoon, starting off at 1 p.m. on ESPN, you've got Stanford versus NC State. And then Vanderbilt and Arizona are at 6 p.m. on ESPN today. Tomorrow, you've got Tennessee versus Virginia at 1 o'clock. And then Texas versus Mississippi State at 6. You know, my cousin Jeff Camrath played at Virginia.
Yeah.
And he was there 2001 to 2004. So really great time to be at the University of Virginia.
Yeah.
Their ball was, they were just absolutely incredible that year.
Yeah, we were just talking to Justin Simmons,
yep.
You know.
From that same era.
That was a good heyday of college baseball.
Yeah, it was. I think Jeffrey's teammates, you know, he got drafted by Tampa Bay in the seventh round, but then I think like one of his teammates, Andrew Dobies, was one of the first. And it's just fun to watch all those boys grow up, and a lot of them went on to play professional baseball and see where they'll go next. But certainly cheering for our Longhorns this weekend and coming week.
Coming week,
yeah.
Indeed. And while we're on top of that subject, we're also cheering for Austin FC Verde. It is the first game in the history of Austin FC up at Q2 Stadium. We had Adrian Healy, the voice of the Verde, on earlier. I am dripped out head to toe in green and Yeti and Adidas is how they call it.
I know,
to it.
Adidas.
Over, yeah.
Over
so,
in Europe.
Yes, indeed.
No, it was really fun to have him on. Again, you know, to learn more about this team and this organization, to know that, hey, we're not just here to make money. Like, we're here to be the team of Austin.
Yeah.
We're here to really put Austin on the map when it comes to professional
soccer. I mean, in a lot of ways, we're introducing Austin to the world.
Right.
Because the eyes of the soccer world, you know, the Euros are going on right now. That's all happening during mm-hmm. the day. But at tonight, it'll be the all eyes on Austin, Texas. And I know they're going to put on a great show for everybody. I know who's going to be playing the national anthem. And don't know if I'm allowed to
you're not.
Specifically say that, but I think if you tune in or if you're at the game, you're going to find out, and it's going to be
a phenomenal show.
Oh, my gosh.
So head up to the stadium. Well, no, if you have tickets, head up because it's
yeah.
sold out. But be sure to stay tuned in, and then obviously watch our Horns tomorrow at 6 p.m. in the College World Series. Happy Father's Day to all of you fathers
yes,
out
sir.
There. And as always, follow us on social media at Big Ugly Tailgate. We truly appreciate you tuning in and texting and letting us know you're listening.
And if you get a chance, go down to Whitfield's Barbecue, corner of Davis
and Brody.
And Casey's got a full lineup, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to get off the air. But everybody have a great Saturday. Adios.